team. Nobody here, does anybody here want to talk about it? We didn't get any sign-ups. Just FYI, every Thursday for the first 30 minutes is open for public comment, so tell all your buddies. We do have the, for committee members, we do have the road shows scheduled. You've got copies of it in front of you. Basically, it's designed to get out various areas of the state. This is logistically going to be a pretty tough one us all. I'm going to every single one, and we'll need at least Senator Courtney or his designated representative, and whoever else wants to participate, but we'll get to you before they, you know, a week or two prior for each one. But you're looking at a pretty healthy schedule there for the month of April, so.
Plain.
Come they're all in Klamath Falls. What's that?
How come they're all in Klamath Falls?
I was hoping nobody would notice that, but anyway, that's it. This is just kind of a heads up. Just get ready, and we'll do what we can do.
How are we getting there?
We do have, we're going to have Kara is going to drive a 15-passenger van, so if you know Kara, she's about this high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is all ground transportation, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Sure, just Kara.
Filson here. She's got
a car.
So.
I
think you're teasing her. You have one. Okay. All right, we didn't even have a public hearing on that. All right, we will open a work session on executive reappointments. We've got three of them in front of us. Courtney, if you
all right, I would like to make some motions relative to this, Mr. Chair. I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation in block of the reappointments of Ken Allen and Felicia Trader to the Board of Directors of State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation.
Senator Courtney moves. We waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation in block of the reappointments of Ken Allen and Felicia Trader to the Board of Directors of SAFE, State Accident Insurance Fund Corporation. Discussion. Senator Menes.
Chairman, the committee will recall I asked these particular appointments be set over until sometime after the 23rd with the expectation that I would receive some kind of response from Ms. Kathy Keene, Director of SAFE. They did subsequently respond to my request, at least to a limited degree. You know, subsequently had one in-house meeting with them in respect to the issues that were addressed in a letter sent to them. So I'm, at this point, not wanting to hold these particular appointments up, and I think it would be unproductive to do so. So I would endorse continuing and support both of these individuals.
All right. Any further discussion? Any objection to these two people? Okay. Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Eric Block to the Pacific Northwest Electric Power and Conservation Planning Commission.
Senator Courtney moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Eric Block to the Pacific Northwest Electrical Power and Conservation Planning Council. Discussion. Objection. Hearing none, so ordered. Carriers for Allen and Trader. Would you like to do that? Okay. Block? Okay. And Senator Courtney for Block and minutes for the first two. All right. We'll close the executive reappointment piece of the action. We ready for 446 or we need to go? Okay. We'll open public hearing on SCR 3. Actually, anybody signed up?
Yeah, there's three.
Okay. SCR 3 congratulates the University of Oregon on the 125th anniversary.
I just moved.
Report.
Just moved.
I came a long way to talk to you.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Mr. Chair. And I'm sorry.
Coming from you, that's rather shocking. Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Chairman Harper and members of the committee, thanks for the opportunity to speak about Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3. We do promise to be brief. My name is Duncan McDonald, and I live at 2171 Hamble Drive in Eugene. I serve as Vice President for Public Affairs and Development and as a Professor of Journalism at the University of Oregon. President Dave Frohnmayer sends his regrets. He is en route from Seattle. Just to add to his considerable legend, He would not let an earthquake keep him from greeting 100 new high school seniors who will be attending the University of Oregon in the fall from the Puget Sound area. There is a letter attached, I believe, in this concurrent resolution from President Frohnmayer about this. We certainly appreciate your consideration of this resolution that acknowledges the 125th anniversary of the University of Oregon and which congratulates the university on this important milestone. It's my pleasure today to be accompanied by two University of Oregon alums who certainly have given great community service over their many years. I'd first like to introduce Gordon Hanna, who is a member of the Alumni Association Board of Directors, and then we will follow that with Hope Hughes Pressman, who represents our University of Oregon Foundation. So, Gordon.
Chairman Harper and members of the committee, thanks for the opportunity to speak. I am Gordon Hanna, and I live here in Salem, and I practice law over at 242 Church Street. I've had the opportunity to graduate twice from the University of Oregon, both a history degree in 75 and from the law school in 78. I am on the executive committee of the Alumni Association and have been active in alumni affairs for more than 10 years now. 125th anniversary officially begins on homecoming weekend this fall, and it ends at commencement at 2002. The theme for the 125th anniversary will be Pride, Passion, and Promise, conveying a sense of the past and present and the future promise of the University of Oregon. I get to discuss with you the notion of pride, and I am a very proud duck. University of Oregon is in a very beautiful setting. There have been a number of wonderful additions to campus since I have graduated, and I'm jealous of many of them. For those of you who haven't had an opportunity to be on campus, Cascade Hall is a beautiful new building dedicated to the sciences. The Art Museum is currently undergoing renovation, which will make it a wonderful opportunity to display the arts. And, of course, there's a new law school, which was funded with help from the state, which is now probably the most current law school building in the country. The University of Oregon is active in arts, theater, music, and dance. We had an opportunity to see a theatrical production at Robinson Theater the last board meeting, and it was wonderful. Of course, everyone's aware of the success of the Oregon Athletic Program, but all of those things sort of pale to the scholarship, leadership, and education that the U of O has brought to the forefront. The University of Oregon is in the forefront in pace-setting research on topics as diverse as school violence and zebrafish, which has been a big aid in the study of genetics. The leaders from Oregon are too diverse to really mention all in one breath. I will say I served in student government at the U of O with Jim Bruneau, who's the founder of Willamette Valley Vineyards, and Robert Liberty, who is the executive director of Thousand Friends of Oregon. So it's a very diverse place. The thing that I'm most proud of, though, is the education that I got there. I think it's only fitting that we kick off this resolution in a room with green chairs and yellow carpet.
Yeah, we can't help that.
Okay.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, Senator Harper, and the members of the committee for allowing us to speak. And my name is Hope Hughes Pressman. I live at 1644 East 27th in Eugene, and I have an MS from the university in 42, or a BA in 42 and an MS in 73. I am among many, many of the alumni of the university who are passionate about the education they received there and the value of it in terms of their success in the life that was to follow. It's really, I'm on the committee to define the program for this celebration, and it is an effort to recognize and celebrate the university's growth, its vitality, and the accomplishments during the last 125 years. There are 150,000 alumni scattered throughout the world who are as passionate as I about their education and what the university did for them. in addition, there's been a really strong emphasis on public service with regard to the university. The faculty is enormously talented and highly distinguished. It is devoted to not only the research and the education of our students, but also to the public service that allows the resources of the university to be expanded throughout the entire state. The impact of that kind of service has been very great over the last 125 years, and will continue to be because the university is so intent upon maintaining the caliber of education and striving for the best. As a member of the foundation, we've been very active in finding the private funds to supplement those that have been generously provided by the public sector. And with the two together, plus the tuition and the other resources that are possible to finance those programs, we do intend to achieve a level of excellence that will carry us through the next 125 years. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Hope. Thank you very much. If I can, may just conclude briefly in speaking about the promise of the University of Oregon, I would say that it's certainly the very same promise of higher education in this state. Clearly, education is about the future, and as we travel around the state during our 125th anniversary, we will do everything we can to bring that message to everyone within Oregon. Thank you again for your support of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, congratulating the University of Oregon, and we would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. 42-73?
Took me a long time.
What did you decide to do when you grew up?
Senator Harper. No, I got my B.A. in 42, and then I went back to school as a returning student with gray hair.
Any questions for the panel? Okay, thank you very much. We have one person signed up in opposition, Mr. Beaver, Bucky Beaver. Are you still here? Okay.
We thank the chair.
All right.
No, please don't. Please.
Thank you.
Anybody else would like to discuss SCR 3? With that, we'll close the public hearing and open the work session. SCR 3.
Move SCR 3 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Miller moves SCR 3 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Senator Fire would like to carry that, if I may. Oh, you already got that down.
I have assumed that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right. Senator Beyer will be the carrier since he's not here.
No, since he comes from Eugene Springfield.
Since he's in Eugene.
His kids go to Eugene.
It's a duck. Okay, close the work session on SCR 3. Open the work session on SCR 7. Jack Zimmerman.
Mr. Chair and members, you should have a copy of Mr. Zimmerman's testimony in your packet as well.
Chairman Harper, members of the committee, I'm Jack Zimmerman. I'm speaking on behalf of the family and friends of Loita Geese. We urge passage of SCR 7 as a tribute to this person who spent more than half of her adult life working for and in support of people who make and administer the laws of Oregon. Loita's family and friends are grateful to the committee and to the assembly for considering this measure in recognition of her long and faithful service, service that epitomizes that of the many whose dedication and labor help our elected officials achieve those goals that together make Oregon special.
Good. Thank you, Jack. Anything more? Anybody else?
I'm sorry.
Senator Minnis.
I don't know. I don't know the name of this woman and her history. Could you provide some additional detail on her history?
Mr. Zimmerman, if you want to give it to the over here. Nope, keep going to the committee assistant.
Sorry, we'll take it. We'll take it, man.
I just have a copy of the resolution, you know, outlines pretty much your recommendations over the years.
I actually don't have a, I don't have a copy of the resolution in my bill file, so I apologize.
That's all right.
I might, I had, I'm familiar with Goleta.
Thank you.
And remember her in the 80s when I was here. And I think the resolution refers to different elected officials in the building. And she was very well known in the building at the time she served. And was an institution, to be very frank with you. She's a real character. Incredible character. So I know that, sure that's going to help Senator Minnis, but she is very memorable. I can see her to this day.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Close the public hearing. SCR 7. Open the work session.
I move SCR 7 to the Senate floor of the due pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Courtney moves SCR 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any other discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Senator Durfler is the primary carrier, and Senator Courtney is the backup.
Thank you.
Thank you. Close the work session on SCR 7. Oh, and we, SCR 4, we have need some amendments on that, so we're not hearing that today if anybody's here for number 4.
Okay.
We ready for
the big one? Well, I can't say that today. I can't say the big one anymore.
Because it's
the earthquake.
We will open the work session on Senate Bill 446.
Getting into dinner.
Get this going.
I must take this up with
us. Is there trouble here, Mr. Chair? You want to find your notes?
That's, I'm looking for my notes here.
What dash amendments do you want me to move?
Mr. Chair, members, I think there's some folks from the Oregon Association of Realtors that can walk you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
I actually would like to bring up another measure very quickly before the Rules Committee, if that would be so appropriate.
We're in work session on 446.
I know, but this, I don't know if this can wait.
Point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Chair.
All right.
I'm being asked to excuse Emily West from her band class tomorrow from Willamette University. She's right here, and she's blushing very much before the whole Rules Committee. She has an important conference that she has to attend, and I am trying to ask the committee if I should be sorry that she will be missing her class. Even though apparently here I'm a strong advocate of higher education.
Well, wait a minute. I don't understand what he just did. What did he do? He wants to leave Willamette and get a degree. What's the story?
I think I'd like to ask the committee if they think that my intern here, Emily West, should be excused from band class tomorrow.
Does she play a musical instrument?
Perhaps we should ask her.
Well, that's why she's taking the class.
What instrument does she play?
She's playing that.
Bass. Play what?
Well, sure.
Senator Courtney.
Do you know this person?
I do.
No, he I'm talking to him.
That's who you asked me.
What's going on? You know, who's
I'll remove my point of personal privilege. I think I have. I have
officially embarrassed your intern.
My intern, and okay. I will sign a release. Thank you very much. I don't need to hold up.
I'd make a motion. Yeah, we grant the motion
on the record. Yeah.
Over the last 2 minutes.
Of course, it's on the record.
What high school did you go to?
What high school did you go to?
446.
Back on Kelly. Can we proceed about our business now, Senator Atkinson? Yes, is that okay?
You're right.
We
is
do have
on the internet?
I don't
the
know.
Commissioner of Real Estate Agency, Scott Taylor, and Andrea Bushnell from the Association of Realtors, as well as Carol Dislaw, is that correct? The president of the OAR that can perhaps come up and answer any questions that the
committee
may have on.
For sure. Can I move the dash to amendments?
Yeah, you guys sit down. Senator Minnis moves the dash to amendments to Senate Bill 466. 446. They all kind of blend together, huh? Any other discussion?
Me,
any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Cornyn.
I move Senate Bill 446 is amended before they do pass recommendation.
Senator Cornyn moves Senate Bill 446.
That's
amended to
call wired. In case anybody's out there listening, you are watching a wired.
With a do pass recommendation, yeah. Any other discussion? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. This is your bill, right?
I'll take it. I'm going to need some help. I'll get some help.
Senator Cornyn needs some help on this one, but he'll be happy to carry it.
With
thorough discussion. Got two committee bills, LC 4120.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt its committee bills and so file LC 4120.
Senator Cornyn moves that we adopt LC 4120 as a committee bill.
So file.
And file it as a committee bill. So file.
So file. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move that we... You got another one?
That we make this a... LC draft request.
Mr. Chair, I move we introduce the Low-Income Senior Citizen Property Tax Relief Act as a Rules and Redistricting Committee LC draft request. Why do we have to do that?
Who said my request?
Oh.
I'm the sponsor.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, well, this is a constitutional amendment. Is that correct?
Right.
So this would be an SJR?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a bill doing pretty much the same thing, but SDR sounds better.
Okay.
This is income tax, not property tax?
Property tax relief.
Low okay. Income tax relief.
Property.
Right. And when that would go, that would take effect in this year's budget?
Actually, it starts in 03.
Okay.
It goes up.
This is so far.
Yeah. Senior citizen.
Yeah. Yeah. I read it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move we introduce the Low-Income Senior Citizen Property Tax Relief Act as a Rules Redistricting Committee LC draft. I already said that.
You did that. Senator Cornyn moves and we introduce the Low-Income Senior Citizen Property Tax Relief as a Rules Redistricting Committee LC draft request. Any other discussion? Any objection? Hearing none. Order. Thank you. With that, we are adjourned.
Thank you. It's nice doing business.